Welcome to Voicing Startups, where I, Colin Bournes, interview founders and operators changing the world through audio, voice, and conversational technology. This week on Voicing Startups, I am talking with Stas, co-founder and CEO of Instreamatic. Instreamatic is a voice AI platform for dialogue advertising. Their mission is to revolutionize the advertising industry by allowing users to speak with ads, with the ability to skip irrelevant ads and drive curiosity to learn more in a hands-free environment just by saying so. According to Instreamatic, dialogue advertising creates a huge win for everyone. Users get a better ad experience, advertisers can measure campaign performance and engagement, publishers benefit with higher ad and fill rates. Aside from talking about the Instreamatic business in length, we also touched on a few different topics around the world of voice in this interview. I hope you enjoy this episode of Voicing Startups.
Hello, Stas. Thank you for coming on the Voicing Startups podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Can we just start with a quick background of yourself?
Yeah, my name is Stas Dushinsky. I was born and raised in Moscow, Russia, and I graduated the top business school in Moscow. And all my career, I spent working in various sectors of the internet companies. At some point, I got involved with Instreamatic, and we relocated the company and myself as well to Silicon Valley. And now we work in the U.S., we work globally, and I live in Bay Area with my wife and three-year-old son.
Cool. So what exactly is Instreamatic and your guys' key value proposition?
Instreamatic is a voice AI platform for brands. And the best way to describe it would be with this use case. So imagine you're listening to Pandora, and ad-supported version, not premium. And instead of getting a 30-second audio ad, you would hear something like, hey, Starbucks is here. Do you want to skip the line and have a warm cup of coffee waiting for you when you arrive this morning? And you can say, yeah, sure, I like coffee. Then we can give you, all the details on how to get to the nearest Starbucks, how to get a discount or whatever. Or you can say, no, I don't like coffee. I don't like Starbucks. Go away. And we say something like, hey, sorry about that. We'll try harder next time. And the idea is we enable intelligent and hopefully fun conversations between brands and consumers. So a brand doesn't have to serve repetitive ads. Sometimes they're annoying, to target audience. Instead, brand allows consumers to have control over their ad experience. So if they are interested, they can learn more, they can get all the details. But if they're not interested, not in the mood, or maybe just the timing is wrong, they can skip the ads and not engage with it.
Cool. But I want to dig into some more of the use cases later in the interview. But what exactly is the origin story of Instreamatic, or why did it get started, the company get started in the first place?
The founding team met when we were working on the business development of a music streaming app. You can think of it as Spotify for developing markets. And back then, we learned that two lessons. Lesson number one: people don't like paying for subscriptions. They don't like paying for music. All ad supported music apps, they see that majority of their audience is still on the ad supported model. And two, it became clear to us that online audio content consumption is going to, dominate all the other formats, including terrestrial radio downloads and everything. So it was clear that audio content market, especially online part of it, digital part of it, is going to grow and is going to become massive. But at the same time, there is no other way to make money for the companies in this space except for advertising model. But then we looked into the audio ad market, and we found very interesting anomaly, which is audio content consumption is massive. Like for instance, radio is number one medium in the US in terms of monthly reach. No other medium has the same level of reach as radio. But at the same time, audio advertising market is super, super small. And in some markets, it doesn't exist at all. And now why is that? And we learned that the biggest problem that audio marketing face is inability to measure performance engagement or measure anything, just because it's impossible to place clicks in audio. And that makes it really hard to measure performance if you're an advertiser. And so when marketers look at the, you know, at all available tools they have, they see audio, no measurements, no nothing, and they see video, social media banners, and all the other formats with, you know, super advanced measurement tools, capabilities, and you know, and other cool stuff. And so the logical thing to do is to invest more in those channels and invest less in audio. And voice technology allows us to solve this problem, this fundamental problem that the industry has. We are making audio advertising sexy again, and we are you know, making it suitable for the 21st century marketing. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Just for a little bit more background on the business itself, what does your business model look like? And then who are your target customers with Instramatic?
Work both with publishers, meaning media companies like Pandora, and agencies and brands, you know, advertisers. Our core business model is to offer licensing. And so, you know, our clients can license our platform and use it to run these dialogues. And the core value that we provide is ability to understand people's intents. So what people mean when they say, you know, this or that. And this is a very important distinction, is that we are an AI first company, meaning that we're not shipping what you may call like a simple keyword solution, where when a person has to say, you know, this exact word in order for the system to understand him or her. And we're not doing that. We really allow natural conversation with the ads that we serve. And also, a part of our platform, we have a voice dialogue ad exchange. And so if a client, let's say if a publisher doesn't have a sales team in-house and they want just monetization, then they connect to our ad exchange, and then it's going to be a revenue share media model.
Cool. Can we maybe dig deeper? You gave a good overview or example via the Starbucks advertisement, but could we maybe dig deeper on some different use cases of Instramatic or maybe some successful use cases that you've seen with your clients so far with Instramatic?
Sure. Let me share two recent case studies we did. So one was with IKEA, and they were promoting sleeping mattresses. And what I really loved about that that campaign is that they leveraged the silence response. So they were promoting, like, the initial tease, as we call it, like the setup, the tease was like, hey, this is IKEA, we have very good sleeping mattresses, and, you know, do you want to learn more? If a person said yes, they provided all the details, you know, about you know, special features of their mattresses, and then it's really time to buy them, and they even played a lullaby. If a person said no, then obviously they said, all right, sorry about that, we'll try harder next time. But if a person didn't respond at all, then they sent a follow-on audio which said, oh, seems like you're already sleeping in our great sleeping mattresses. IKEA says thank you. So that was, you know, that was really hilarious and funny. And this is a good example of how a brand can actually build a smart conversation based on any response they get, including silence. Another example was with Infinity Cars. And they were the first brand to do a case study on what we call continuous dialogue experience. And the idea behind that is really, as people really want to stop getting annoying, repetitive ads. And the way to do that is to allow brands to learn what they're offering. And so Infinity was the first brand to actually test it. And their idea was, so first you hear an ad of an Infinity car, and they were offering you to call the dealership and schedule a test drive. And if you said no, or, you know, the ad experience was complete. And next time, they sent you an ad that wasn't the same, but that went like, hey, it's Infinity again. We know you were not interested in our in scheduling test drive, but maybe you would like to take a look at, you know, at some pictures at the website. Just check out how it looks, how cool our car is. And it was, I mean, it was so mind-blowing to see that 5% of those who were not interested in the beginning changed their minds when the brand told them, hey, we know you don't want this, but maybe just take a quick look. And that shows that, you know, there is how powerful this tool is, and how powerful just natural conversation is. And, you know, so we're really excited about all the key studies, but the bigger picture is we really want to make the overall ad experience better for everyone on this planet, because today we have too many ads, and it's the same ad, you know, every time.
Yeah. Kind of freaks people out sometimes. That last point was particularly interesting. Have you seen any other insights that sort of show that value of an interactive ad as kind of opposed to the standard audio ad that you might hear?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in my opinion, it's even people shouldn't compare the two. I mean, traditional audio ads, they build a top of mind awareness, if you will. Voice enabled ads or voice dialogue ads, even though it feels like it's audio, but there is not as, you know, except for them being served in the audio content, there is no other similarities between the formats. You cannot measure anything in audio. You can measure everything in voice. And by everything, I mean even more than via any other digital ad format out there. So no other digital advertising format can provide you with data on not interested, on people who are not interested. And this is a very unique data point, which advertisers just cannot get anywhere else. And then there is another kind of different psychological dynamic here. When a person says something out loud, that means that this person heard the message, acknowledged it, thought about it, and then responded, you know, via voice. And there are a lot of psychological studies that show that when we say something out loud, it's very important for us to be consistent with what we say. It's super uncomfortable to say something and, you know, and not mean it. So, you know, there are so many values and so many new things on every level when we talk about voice ads that it's really hard to compare it with anything that was there before. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's pretty compelling. When you talk about these sort of experiences or these different sort of advertisements or campaigns, what sort of distribution do you have with Instramatic for where different advertisers can actually place these advertisements?
So we are working with large media corporations. Typically it's audio first publishers. So one of the biggest clients in the U.S., a client of ours in the U.S. is Pandora. And then we work with a lot of radio groups around the world, including Europe, Asia, music streaming services like Spotify. We're not working with Spotify though. Podcasting is a very interesting space for us. So this is a very good example. So imagine you you know, a person listens to your podcast and there is a sponsorship, you know, spoken word commercial in it, and they hear your voice and you say, like, hey, I have, like, just off the top of my mind, you say, hey, I have two commercial options for you. One would be about tourism. Another one would be about some software company, whatever. And the person can say, yeah, you know, tell me about tourism. And then you go and say, hey, all right, there are so many great tours in Vermont. Just go to Vermont and then, you know, unpack this experience. So in a way, your listener can have a real-time conversation with you, hearing your voice responding to what they just requested. And I think this gets that provides, like, just a really awesome experience. And so we think for podcasting, this particular product can make, you know, advertising super native, much more native than what they claim on Facebook and other media.
Yeah, I think that sort of advertising opportunity is something that a lot of podcasters sort of dream of. So yeah, that's a super helpful image or use case to really understand the value proposition that can come along with this product. But the next thing I'd be interested to touch on is, how do you really differentiate from any competitors that you may have? What really makes you unique and defensible to those competitors?
Right. We took the best of the two worlds. One world is advertising technology, and maybe I would rather call it advertising ecosystem, advertising market, because it involves much more than just the technology component. It involves understanding the business processes, understanding of what product can scale within ad agencies and within marketing departments of big brands, and what product, you know, doesn't have a chance. What kind of product? And the second world is voice AI technology. So all the investments in voice recognition, voice understanding, intent recognition, and on and on. And so we blended the two in this platform. And why this is important? Because again, when we talk about voice dialogue, we know that a person can respond in different ways. So it's not just like, you know, saying yes and that's it. You can say, you know, skip it, tell me later, call them, get me that app, or, you know, and many more potential responses. Now that means that a voice dialogue ad as an ad unit cannot be the same, cannot have the same structure, whereas it would be just a media file and the link. You know, if you click on video or you click on banner, you open a link and that's it. That what all the digital ad formats are today, a media file and a link. With voice ad, it's something completely different because, you know, like I said, it's a branching logic, multiple branches of where this ad experience can take the target audience. And so you just cannot use any traditional ad servers and ad tech solutions out there. It has to be something that's built specifically for this product, specifically for two-way conversation. And when it comes to voice AI companies, the challenge for them is to actually understand how advertising industry works, how it operates, what the money flow is, how it looks like. And, you know, in a lot of voice solutions, they are made for broad purposes. Mm-hmm. You know, we experience, all of us have experience with voice assistants, and this is an experience where a user starts a conversation. So where a user kind of, hey Alexa or hey Siri, you know, what's the weather today, or, you know, play that music. With advertising, it's always the brand and the ad who starts the conversation with you. So you're not, you know, requesting for an ad. Usually you consume an ad-supported free content, and that's when you get an ad. And so when you respond to an ad, and let's say you said, I don't know, a bottle of water. No general voice assistant will be able to understand what it means. But we will, because we know the context of an ad. And we know that within this ad, a bottle of water means send you a coupon, right? Mm-hmm. So that creates a lot of kind of challenges for potential competitors from the both worlds. But the biggest competitive advantage would come from the network effect that we're already building by integrating with a lot of agencies and publishers, because that allows us to train our AI, at a level and get it to the level that would be really hard to reach to any, potential newcomer.
Thank you for that background. As we sort of wrap up this interview, I'd be interested to hear where do you see the Instramatic product going over the next 6 months and then the next few years ahead?
In the next 6 months or maybe a little bit more, our goal is to establish and to grow voice dialogue marketplace in every major market. And that means integrating into as many that kind of capabilities. And even if a publisher decides about themselves, I mean, build it, I mean, open a microphone and get some sort of voice activation, voice interface. That's fine with us because our true value comes from our voice AI core. So that component that builds and understands those, people's responses, builds dialogues and understands people's intents. And so we really want to empower that marketplace and to make the ad experience, starting with audio, a much better type of experience. And in the next 3 to 5 years, we're really aiming to solve the problem of annoying repetitive advertising, because we really see that when brands can learn when people and why people are not interested, they can optimize their bigger communication strategy and stop chasing you with video ads, display ads, on social media with the same banner, because they already know that you are not interested. So we see that in a way, not just we make audio ad experience better, we also can make your digital journey better every day by removing annoying and repetitive ads.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a problem that I hope you solve. So now that we've talked pretty extensively about Instramatic, I'd be curious to hear what gets you most excited about the entire audio and voice industry as a whole over the next few years as well.
It's really, today is a very exciting time for an audio industry. We touched on the voice part of it, and I think that the entire notion of, talking to devices is very exciting. And all the data shows that it's super easy for people just to say something to a device, like, hey, do this, do that, instead of trying to figure out a visual interface, no matter how simple it is. It's always easier to say something, and audio is going to be the first frontier in this sense, in terms of adopting the best practices and just teaching people that it's not just about voice assistant and schedule and putting something in calendar, but rather you can navigate through the content. You can tell, like, hey, now play this podcast or play this song or find this and that, so whatever. And this makes it really exciting. At the same time, the entire podcasting comeback just tells us that I think it's a signal of reinvention of the radio experience, because now, in my opinion, podcasting is like, I have TV on demand with Netflix, and now I want radio on demand with podcasting. So I think this is what is actually, happening, and I'm really excited about it. So people not only getting control of the content, but now, when it comes to Instramatic, they also get in control of their ad experience.
Yeah, lots of very compelling and exciting data for where the industry is headed. So where's the best place for the listeners of the show to follow Instramatic and follow what you and the team are doing?
I think the best place would be our Medium. So medium.com Instreamatic. And we also post all the links on Twitter account, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere. But, you know, all the details, all the meat is on Medium. So that's the best place.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sash, for coming on the Voicing Startups podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
This podcast is sponsored by VoicePunch VC. VoicePunch is a venture capital fund that is focused on voice-driven and voice-connected technology. So if you are a company or an entrepreneur that has a product that is in this sort of space, much like a lot of the different companies that I am interviewing, then you should reach out to the team by going to voicepunch.vc.